Kisa Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud, Sif Yud. And we're talking about the halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin, and we were talking about a lot of the details of it. Now we're going to talk about the kavanas, when a person puts on tefillin, what he should have in mind, what he should be thinking about, what this is supposed to be accomplishing. And just to say really quickly that we do say tefillah l'shem yichud before we put on the tefillin. That does cover a lot of these points, that covers all of these points and more. Yechavin b'hanochas tefillin. A person should have in mind that as he's putting on the tefillin, that Chayitzivano HaKadosh Baruch Hu laniach tefillin. That the Eibishter, we're doing this mitzvah because the Eibishter told us to do this mitzvah. Sheyesh b'hem, why did that within them, the purpose or the cause or the effect of this is going to be sheyesh b'hem arba parashiyos. It has four parashiyos. Shekatzav behen yichud shema yisbarach. That the four parashiyos are written in it that Hashem's singularity, Hashem's oneness. Yichud shema yisbarach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it also speaks of the details of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now we put that on al zroya kenegad alev, on the hand because it's across from the heart, al roish kenegad hamayach, and on the head because it's by the brain, kidei, so that shenizkar tamid, that we'll always remember nisim and nifloi she'aseh imanu, the nisim, the wondrous miracles that he did with us by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that are totally out of the orders of nature, shehem moirim, by in virtue of the fact of themselves, shemurim al yichudo, that they show the singularity and the oneness of Hashem, that Hashem was able to do this. Vashaloy akoyach v'memshala, vashaloy akoyach v'memshala b'elyonim uftachtonim, that he has the koyach, the power, and the kingship, the rulership. He rules over the upper spheres and the lower spheres, lasses bem kitzayna, he does with them what he wants, not bound to any rules of nature, and therefore, at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he did all different kinds of wondrous miracles. V'yishabed v'es anashama, and with this, we're also being mishabed, we're subjecting to him our neshama, shehi b'moyach. We're putting the tefillin on top of the head because we're subjecting our neshama, which is mainly, primarily in the brain. It's in our whole body, but it's primarily resides in the brain. V'gam ha'lev, and also we're subjecting our heart to the Eibishter. Shehi ikir hatavas, because most of the desires v'machshavos and the thoughts come from there. Uvezeh, and with this, that we're doing this, Yizkar, a person will remember as Abayre, the creator, the Eibishter, V'yametana Oisav, and he will minimize how much pleasure he gets during day in this world, V'yakayim, and he will accomplish through that. That he's being mekayim the mitzvah of leisasur, or that he's not being over the avera of leisasur achlevavchem ve'achreinechem. He is not roaming after his heart and after his eyes, looking for pleasures. Lachen k'siv, and that's why it says in the tefillin bein einecha, between your eyes, so that also this, that you leisasur achlevavchem ve'achreinechem, that you're accomplishing with it, that you're not roaming after your eyes. Now, a nice little vart to say on this is someone was mentioning b'shem de Belzer Rebbe that we're being mishabed, we are subjecting to this to the Eibishter, our hearts and our minds, our hearts and our neshamas. We mishabed b'zeh tavus u'machshas lebeinu, that our desires of our hearts and our minds will be subjected to Eibishter. Now, the same word of Meshubed is the same word that you would use when you are giving collateral, or when you're putting aside collateral for a loan, right? So if somebody takes out a loan, $100,000, or let's say even a $20,000 loan, and he puts up his car for collateral, right? So if he defaults on the loan, they would take his car. Now, he's still using this car. He still has use of his car. It's just that it's also being used as collateral for this loan. If the next day he wants to go out and take another $20,000 loan, he can't use this car because it's already meshubed, it's already subjected to being collateral for another loan. So the same thing he said, this man was saying, he says, B'shem de Belzer Rebbe, he said, a Yid wakes up in the morning and he puts on his tefillin, and with that he's meshabed his heart and his mind to the Eibishter. He says, later on during the day, the Yitzhak Hara comes to him, and he wants his heart and his mind. And he says to the Yitzhar, he says, I'm sorry. I already subjected this as, this heart and this mind as collateral to the Eibishter. It's already meshubed to somebody else. I can't give it to you. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.